Australia's been cracking down on vapes.
This is a public health menace.
2 years ago, the federal government introduced tough new laws restricting the sale and import of vapes. Now, it says it's seized more than 20 million of them, with an estimated value of $1 billion since those rules came in. Most were seized by Border Force or by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA. And it's not just the vapes themselves the government's trying to stamp out. The TGA has also reported a 300-fold increase in the number of online ad removal requests for vaping products. When vapes first hit the market, they were billed as a healthier alternative to smoking. But in recent years, experts have been warning about the dangers of vaping, and there have been government campaigns to get people to ditch the habit.
Puff after puff of harmful stuff.
A recent study linked nicotine vaping to oral and lung cancer. Let's look at this more closely. It's been well documented that nicotine itself has negative health effects, but generally isn't considered a direct carcinogen. As is the case with cigarettes, nicotine is the thing that gets you addicted, but it's all the other stuff that increases your cancer risk. In vapes, that's all kinds of chemicals, from formaldehyde to heavy metals. So governments around the country have been going hard on making new rules around vapes. Since 2024, federal government laws have made it illegal to import or sell non-therapeutic and disposable vapes, with the only legal vapes being available at pharmacies. The rules vary state by state, but in some places, such as WA and Tasmania, you need a prescription to buy them. And they're more expensive than the disposable vapes that first came on the market. Now, plenty of people are still vaping. Many use online shops or bricks and mortar stores selling illicit vapes. But there's been a crackdown on these black market sources. WA's just made its rules around shops selling vapes even stricter, giving authorities the power to close stores for 90 days and place higher penalties on offenders. And in New South Wales, major convenience chain Easy Mart is terminating contracts with licensees running four of its shops after they were shut down for allegedly selling illegal tobacco and vapes. Cancer Council research shows young people are vaping less since the 2024 ban came in. But experts say there's still a long way to go when it comes to stamping out black market vaping, cigarettes and nicotine pouches, as well as social media content promoting the use of these products.